Good evening. It is 7:30. You're listening to 90.3 WBHM Birmingham and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden. I'm Sarah D'Elia. Thanks for joining us this Tuesday. Thanks especially for joining us during this election night. We have live election results and coverage for you throughout the evening. And in the studios with us tonight giving analysis and results is Alabama Public Television's Don Daly.
Hello, Sarah. It's nice to be with you again.
Well, Don, the big news right now is that Republican Governor Robert Bentley has been reelected. Not too surprising, though.
No, a lot of people thought that the election would be called for Governor Bentley early on. Some might not have guessed this early on. I think the AP called it for Bentley at about 10 minutes after 7. That's about 10 minutes after the polls closed, but not a big surprise that he's been called as the winner, but maybe a little surprise that he's been called so early. We did hear from the governor's campaign earlier today that they expected him to come out and address supporters at his campaign party in Montgomery around 9 o'clock. We'll see if that's moved up now that the AP has already called it for Bentley.
Well, turning to some other races that are the 6th Congressional District race, which, of course, Representative Spencer Backus is serving out his final term, so this will be his replacement. We have Gary Palmer, the Republican candidate, and Mark Lester, the Democratic candidate as well. Gary Palmer, the Republican, says that he's well-versed in issues because of his work founding the conservative think tank, the Alabama Policy Institute, and that's going to help him hit the ground running if he gets elected.
If I'm elected, I'll show up in Washington with a reputation of somebody who knows how to get things done. There are already other members of Congress who are in Congress right now that are calling me and asking my input on things.
So it seems like Palmer definitely has an edge there.
Yes, it is a heavily Republican district, and I think his winning has been so much of a foregone conclusion in some people's minds that Gary Palmer has already been to Washington. He's met with some congressional leaders, Speaker Boehner, for instance. He's already met with Speaker Boehner. Gary Palmer has already told Speaker Boehner that he will not support him in his effort to become Speaker again because of some philosophical and ideological differences he has with him. Mark Lester says he thinks the race is doable for him, even though he was a very late contender in this race after the former Democratic nominee Avery Vise dropped out of the race. Mark Lester's only been campaigning for about 5 weeks, but he says that there's been a groundswell of support for him, so we'll see.
Well, Lester, as a Democrat in the House, will most likely be, it will still be controlled by Republicans, and of course that will kind of be an uphill battle for him, to say the least.
If I'm elected, the very next day, the first phone call I'm going to make, if I can get into him, is I'm going to call Speaker Boehner and say, look, I want to work with the Republicans. I want to try to get solutions.
Well, if Mark Lester is elected, Don, how do you foresee his relationship with Republicans in the legislature?
He says that he is more in line, he thinks, with the majority of voters in the 6th Congressional District. He believes that a majority of voters there are moderate. He says that Spencer Backus was a moderate, and he feels that he is the more moderate of the candidates, speaking of himself and Gary Palmer. He has associated Gary Palmer as more of an extreme right-wing Tea Party kind of candidate. Palmer has taken exception with that, but he says moderate is the key to the constituency at large in the 6th District.
If you're just joining us, it has been announced by the Associated Press. We have some more numbers that are slowly coming through.
Indeed, we do. We got 11% of the statewide vote counted now. Governor Bentley still leading Democratic challenger Parker Griffith, 62-38%. And, of course, the AP has already called the race for Robert Bentley this evening. We'll point out now that the AP is now also calling the lieutenant governor's race with 10% of the statewide vote counted now. The AP is projecting that incumbent Kay Ivey has won tonight over Democratic challenger James Fields. Currently, the vote count stands there at 63-37%. The other big statewide race tonight is for Attorney General. 10% of the statewide vote counted there, and incumbent Republican Luther Strange is leading Democratic challenger Joe Hubbard, 57-43%. Again, that's with 10% of the statewide vote counted.
And I believe now on the phone we have Democratic gubernatorial candidate Parker Griffith. Mr. Griffith, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you. This is a wonderful, wonderful live conversation. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. And Mr. Griffith, the AP has reported that you've conceded. Is that true?
Yes, it is. I talked with Governor Bentley just maybe 5 or 7 minutes ago. He had a very gracious conversation with me, thanked me for the hard work that I did, and I thanked him for a great campaign, and we talked about things that moving forward, where how we can make the state a better place, and it was a short but good conversation.
Mr. Griffith, it's Don Daly with Alabama Public Television. Do you feel that you created a conversation here in this campaign?
Yes, I do, Don. Thank you. I do think we have moved this conversation from issues that did not create jobs, that did not improve the families of Alabama, and we've begun to talk about education, a lottery for education. We've begun to talk about the expansion, retooling of Medicaid. We've begun to talk about increasing revenue for education, whether it be through the lottery or Governor Bentley has, during the course of the campaign, every issue that I mentioned, he managed to follow up with the suggestion that he was not opposed to the lottery, and he was not opposed to having a conversation with the Quartz Creek Indians and accepting gambling money. He changed his tune. He went from a man who said he didn't have to campaign to spending over $5 million, and so I think we moved the needle significantly.
Mr. Griffith, why do you think the voters voted the way that they did tonight?
I think the voters in Alabama were so opposed to the National Democratic Party. Our president was very unpopular. And it really, in my opinion, the issues of health care and education have always been issues that Alabama was interested in. But I think the overriding issue in this election was an unpopular president.
Some other statewide races have now been called by the Associated Press. The AP has called the lieutenant governor's race for incumbent Republican Kay Ivey. She leads opponent James Fields 58-42% with 24% of the statewide vote counted. For attorney general, 22% of the vote in so far. Incumbent Republican Luther Strange leads Democrat Joe Hubbard 52-48%. A couple of other statewide races that have been called. State auditor has been called by the AP for Republican Jim Ziegler. Agriculture commissioner has been called for incumbent Republican John McMillan. And all of our congressional races have now been called, with the exception of District 6 here in the Jefferson County area. In District 1, Bradley Byrne has been declared the winner. Martha Roby in District 2. Mike Rogers in District 3. Mo Brooks in District 5. In District 6, with 12% of the vote in so far, Gary Palmer, the Republican leading Democrat Mark Lester, 74-26%.
And a few moments ago, Governor Robert Bentley spoke to supporters. We have an excerpt of that speech that we'll go to now.
We begin a new chapter in the history of our great state. We've come a long way, and so far, I think, in the last 4 years. We've made promises to the people of this state, and we followed through on them. Unemployment is lower than it's been in many, many years. Tens of thousands of people are working today who didn't have a job 4 years ago. Our government is running more effectively and more efficiently. We have saved $1.2 billion annually for the people of this great state. But I want to say this, that our best days are still ahead.
From a speech Governor Robert Bentley gave just a few moments ago in Montgomery to supporters. I'm Sarah D'Elia. It is 9:04. Don Daly is in the studio with me from Alabama Public Television. We have live election coverage for you. Don, we just heard from the governor and, you know, victory tonight, but heading into this legislative session, he's going to have some challenges ahead of him.
He certainly does, not the least of which will be the general fund budget. There are some serious problems there in terms of revenue streams and keeping state agencies up and running at a proper level. The legislature has said that a lot of things are going to have to be on the table, and Governor Bentley will be looked to for leadership on these very challenging issues.
Well, he's going to be working with a lot of Republicans again this legislative session. Do you have any predictions for how this relationship may or may not change?
The Republicans went into the election tonight very confident that they would maintain their supermajorities in both the House and Senate. And looking at the election returns as they've come in so far, there's no reason to think that that won't be the case. However, Democrats were hoping to at least pick up a few legislative seats here and there, maybe enough, at least in their minds, that they might have a better chance at getting a bipartisan filibuster on some important legislation should they need it. We'll wait and see if that happens.
And it looks like we have some breaking news. The AP has declared Gary Palmer the winner of the 6th Congressional District race.
Interesting. As we reported before, we heard the excerpt of Bentley's victory speech tonight. That was the only one that the AP had not called in all of our congressional districts tonight. And Gary Palmer has mounted a very aggressive campaign in the last several weeks, going up against Democrat Mark Lester, who we have alluded to several times being a very late entrant into this race tonight. But he thought that he was at least within striking distance, portraying himself as a moderate, and the 6th Congressional District as being a moderate. But again, the AP now calling it the 6th District Congressional race for Republican Gary Palmer.
Well, and Gary Palmer, we'd like to thank our news director, Rachel Lindley, and our intern, Amy Sedlis, for handling social media and our website tonight. Special thanks to Andrew Yeager for producing our coverage, as well as our general manager, Scott Hanley. And an extra special thanks to Alabama Public Television's Don Daly for joining us.
It was a lot of fun being with you, Sarah.
You can check out local results at our website, wbhm.org, and the national coverage from NPR continues.